Right, normally we like to give choices of which shayla to discuss, but I'm not giving a choice this week. I thought it was an interesting shayla, in the sense that, not like this amazing story, but in the sense that it's an intriguing shayla because there are like so many components to it. Here's the shayla. I was talking to a fellow who is a medical resident, I believe, which means that he is a slave. I mean, they work these people hard. I don't know if anyone... have close family members who have gone through residency. It is not an easy schedule, and you know they have these extremely long shifts where very often major problems in terms of being able to daven, certainly being able to daven with a minyan, and these kinds of things. So this fellow has sometimes where he's not able to daven with a minyan, he has to daven be yechidus very early. So I don't know what month it was. I guess this is Nogea now because with Rosh Chodesh. I don't know what month it was, but it was a Rosh Chodesh that was on a Tuesday and Wednesday. And that Tuesday and Wednesday, he had to daven be yechidus, and he for Shachris at least. And he was done already with his shift by Mincha Maariv time. Now, it happens to be that he had forgotten that Wednesday was Rosh Chodesh. He thought on Shabbos, he heard when they were Mevarech B'Chodesh, he thought they said Tuesday is Rosh Chodesh, Yom Shlishi. He didn't hear the Yom Revi'i part. So he davens V'Yechidus on Wednesday morning and does not say Yal V'Yavo or Halel or Musaf, because as far as he knows, it's not Rosh Chodesh, right? He manages to catch Mincha just before Shkia, that night in a shul, and he davens mincha without Yal V'Yavo, because again, in his mind, it's not Rosh Chodesh. And the chazan is doing chazaras hashatz, and he gets to Yal V'Yavo, and the chazan says Yal V'Yavo. The guy looks at the clock, he now realizes it's 2 minutes to Shkia, and he now realizes it's Rosh Chodesh. He has not said Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, Halel. What does he do? He's got 2 minutes to Shkia. So how do you triage that situation? Fascinating shayla, no? So what are the factors that have to be figured out in order to figure out how to approach that situation?
I mean, you have to also figure out did you would you say without
Yalav Yavo? Oh, good. What does it mean that you said Shmona Esrei that Yalav Yavo? He took for granted I didn't do Shachris or Mincha. Is that true? Is that possible? What else? Good. Kedima, which one should come first? Should it be based on Tadir or whatever else? Right? What are the rules in terms of that?
If you do it now, then you're not going to fill in because you have 2 minutes
to Okay, maybe. Oh, meaning you're going to be saying it too fast.
Yeah.
So let's just change it up a little bit. Let's assume he's not saying it in 2 minutes. If he starts now, he'll finish after Shkia. Is that good enough?
Yeah.
Can you start before and finish after? Is that good enough? So that's another issue. Right? Oh, good. What is the level of chiyuv, if a chiyuv at all? What? Well, right. Okay, that relates to the kedima question. So I think we've pretty much and the most important probably that we haven't touched upon. We discuss is Musaf, does Musaf get kedima? Tashlumin, okay, good. There's something more basic over here. It's 2 minutes till Shkia. Does that matter? What's the latest time you could have a mincha? How much longer does he really have? Does he only have 2 minutes? Or can you daven several minutes after Shkia? Or maybe way many, many minutes after, right? How much time does he actually have to play with? And then maybe that changes the picture a little bit.
Does it matter that after Shkia it's no longer, it's now switching to not Shkia?
Well, that's the question. When does it switch? Does it really switch after Shkia? So that further complicates the picture, and that's why that factor, more than any other, is the reason why if you were to ask different poskim, you'll get different answers to that shayla. Because there are some poskim that will say, what do you mean? Do everything. Plenty of time. Do a musaf and do a mincha with a tashlum for shachris. And, you know, you can do everything. Say halal. You know, you can do everything. You have plenty of time. And other poskim will say, oh my God, you got 2 minutes, you don't have time to do anything, you're done. And others will say, okay, you have time for one. You know, so yeah, that question is also a critical question. So let's start with this.
Isn't it also a shadow whether you could dive in Shachris and have it also miss Musa, miss Mikhalza? You know, like, you could touch him for two tefillah.
Well, he's not doing tashlum for two tefillas. If he's allowed to daven now, that means it's still the zman mincha. So then it would be tashlum for shachris. So let's start with this. How do you choose which one? Let's say you can't do all them. How do you choose which one to do? So someone said it before. Is that so pashut? There's another klal in halacha called mekudesh v'shein and mekudesh kodem. Same sugis in zvachim, right? Tadim v'shein, although tadim v'shein and tadim already comes before zvachim in Masechet fifth parak of Pesachim. We already have about the carbon tamin, but the sugis in zvachim, tadim v'shein and tadim kodem, and mekudesh v'shein and mekudesh kodem. In fact, the sugis in zvachim pay test, if I'm not mistaken. No one's going to look it up, so I'm good. So the where the Gemara discusses, what if you have the tadir versus mekudesh? Which one wins? So it's an ibaidosh. So the Gemara never answers that question whether tadir or mekudesh is better. So wait, musaf may be more mekudesh and mincha may be more tadir. What do I do first? Oh my gosh, there's no answer to the question. Yes, there is. It's a sugi in brachos and it's paskim shulchan aruch. Brachos tav chav ches says the Gemara tan rabbanan hayu lefanav shtei tefilos achas shel mincha viachas shel musaf. You have two tefilos. You have mincha and musaf. Mamish, right? This is our case. You have musaf and mincha. So what do you daven first? This is not exactly okay. The Gemara is talking about it's earlier in the day. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and you haven't davened Musaf yet. It's still well within the Zman. It's not nowhere near Shkia. What do you do first? Says the Gemara, Mispal Shal Mincha, Vachar Kach Shal Musaf, Shazu Tadira, Vazu Eina Tadira. Tadir V'Shein Tadir carries the day. Mincha before Musaf, Shulchan Aruch Paskins this way in Resh Pevav, Se'if Dalid. Now it's very interesting. I just got Rabbi Ganak's new Sefer. Rabbi Ganak just wrote volume 3 of Gan Shoshanim. How did I get the Sefer? I sent Rabbi Ganak's son-in-law, is Rabbi Kenny Shaiwitz, who's an old friend of my brother's. I went to YU with him, and is a phenomenal Talmud Chacham. He's a Rebbe in Ramaz, and he's a Rabbi in Tinek. Phenomenal Talmud Chacham. So anyway, when I came out with my Sefer, I was all excited, so I sent it to like every rabbi I knew. So I sent Rabbi Shaiwitz a copy. So he said, oh my gosh, thank you so much. I have to send you a copy of my Sefer now. So in the Sefer Gan Shoshan and Chel Gimel, the first half is Rabbi Ganak, the second half is Rabbi Shaiwitz. Such a nice thing. The father-in-law, son-in-law get along together so well that they put Sfarim out together. It was so beautiful. So the first half is Rabbi Ganak, second half is Rabbi Shaiwitz. So he sent me the Sefer and a copy for my brother also. And I started looking through it. In the Rabbi Ganak section of the Sefer, he discusses the following kasha in that Gemara. Gemara says, and we pass on Shulchan Aruch, Mincha is going to come before Musaf because Tadir V'Shein and Tadir Kodeh. Mincha is connected which carbon? Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im, right? Musaf is connected which carbon? Musaf. You're in the Beis HaMikdash and you have a carbon Musaf and a carbon Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im to bring. Which one do you bring first? You bring the Musaf first. Why? Yeah, there's something called the Aseda Hashlama. The Sugi Pesachim Daf Nunches Aseda Hashlama. That Aleha Hashleim Kol Karbonos Kulam. The carbon tamid shel shachar has to be the first carbon in the morning. The carbon tamid shel ben arba'im has to be the last carbon. So Musaf comes before the tamid. So Rabbi Ganak asks a very sharp kasha. So why is it then that the carbon that when it comes to the tefilos it works the other way? I thought that was a very good kasha. So Rabbi Ganak suggests, based on the chakira that he said he heard from Rav Salvechik, what exactly is the Aseh Dashlama? Is the Aseh Dashlama that there's an Isser Hakrava of any other carbon after the carbon tamid? Is that the issue? Or not that it's an Isser Hakrava, but it's a kium in the carbon tamid. That there's a kiyum in the carbon tamid that it only that to make the carbon tamid what it should be last. But it's not a din in the other carbonos, it's a din in the carbon tamid, that it is supposed to be last. So if it's the latter, that it's supposed to be last, yeah, that only makes sense if there's going to be one for all of Klal Yisrael, meaning like by a carbon. By tefilos, it wouldn't make sense to apply it. Because what? You're going to tell me that after Reuven davened Mincha, Shimon's not allowed to say Musaf now? Right? That's hard to imagine. So once it's L'kol Echad Ve'echad, once every individual is doing their own thing anyway, and everyone's doing their own tefillos, it's going to be very hard to say that it has to go in this order. So that's why we can ask Chab. That's why by tefila it's different than we would say. But the halach is clear. Mincha comes before Musaf. Tadir V'Shein Tadir Kodem. Now, while that is clear, it's what's not so clear to me, and I didn't really discuss this with anyone yet, I'm just putting this out there as a possibility, What's not so clear to me is that you would say that the same thing when you only have time for one. Meaning, Tadir Vishenu Tadir Kodem is about Kedima. It's about you're going to do both mitzvos. Which one comes first? So what comes first is that which is Tadir. But what if you're only going to be able to do one? Do we necessarily say that which is Tadir is the one that you choose? Let's say you have a mitzvah d'rabbanan that's Tadir and a d'araisa that's less Tadir. And you're only going to have time to do one. Would you do the Tadir first? D'rabbanan is less Mekudosh than the d'araisa. Or maybe you say no. If you're only going to have time to do one, then you should do the Mekudosh. In which case that would change the picture over here. Because if it's in fact true that there's only time for one over here, he's got 2 minutes, he's only going to be able to say one Shemona Esrei, so that may change the picture a little bit. He's only, you know where I saw this? There's a discussion about, Rav Vosner has a tshuva, I think, somewhere, by Sfiras HaOmer, where he discusses, you know, the famous Shaila the Shagas Aryeh. During the time of Sfiras, Shagas Aryeh has a tshuva, you make an early Shabbos, right? On Friday night during the time of Sfira, and you come home and you have your Suda Shabbos, you finish your Suda Shabbos, and bam, you got three mitzvahs to do right now: benching, Kriya Shema, and Sfira Solomer. What do you do first? Right? So I think in the context of that discussion, they're not all Doraisa. Sfira Solomer Bizman Azez Rabbanan, we paskins Machlokes Rishonim, we paskins Rabbanan. In fact, Rav Sturmbach writes in one tshuva that he thinks that it's wrong to say the paragraph that they have printed in the Sidurim before Sfiras HaOmer the way it's printed in the Sidurim. Because it says that I'm about to be Mekayim the mitzvah seishel Sfiras HaOmer kamosha kasav batorah. It says that's sheker. You're not going to be Mekayim kamosha kasav batorah because you didn't bring Karban Omer. So, Klal Yisrael hasn't brought a Karban Omer. So rather, Rav Sturmbach says you should say Shenemar. Shenemar, the Gemara says, implies even a drabbanan. Shenemar sometimes we use even on an asmachta. Kamosha kasaba Torah, that implies that it's a d'oraisa. So you just not say the pasuk. Yeah, which makes sense. But anyway, so you would go tadir v'sheino tadir, right? What if there's only time for one? So I think Rav Vosner in the tshuva on that topic where he discusses, if I'm not mistaken, I didn't have a chance to look it up, where he discusses that nekuda of the Shagas Aryeh in figuring out the Tadir, because it's an interesting thing. What if I happen to eat 8 meals a day and I wash for all 8 of them? I'm on some weird diet, carbs only diet, right? Right? I have to, you know, wash 8 times a day. So now does my Birchas HaMazon become Tadir because I bench so many more times than I do? So probably not, right? So that's what the Gemara says. That's what we call Tadir Shel Matzui as opposed to Tadir Shel Chiv. Tadir Shel Chiv is something you have to do. How many times do you have to bench? How many times do you have to bench? Twice every Shabbos, right? And however many times you answer. So let's say over 100 times, but less than 200 times a year, right? You have to bench. How many times do you have to say Kriya Shema? Many more than that. How many times do you have to say Sfiras HaOmer? Many less than that. Okay, so we pretty much figured out our Tadir. Then Shagas Aryeh gets into, but in these 49 days, I have to say Sfiras HaOmer every day. I don't have to bench every day. Right? Would you say that would make during this time period, during this tekufa? Okay, so that's an interesting discussion about Tadir. But Pashtus is you would have Mincha first. What about Halal? So Halal is very chaviv. You enjoy Halal very much. Halal is a minhag. It's not a din, not a din daraisa, not a din drab. No, I shouldn't say that. Halal on Rosh Chodesh is a minhag. It's not a din daraisa, not a din drabanan. Halal could be a din daraisa, but Halal Rosh Chodesh is only a minhag. That's why there's a whole tumul in the Rishonim whether you're allowed to say a bracha on Halal. Mechaber Paskins, Svaradim, no, cannot say a bracha on a minhag. You're not allowed to say a bracha on a minhag. The Rama says, sure we do. We say brachas on minhagim all the time. You got to figure out what all the time means. Where do we say brachas on minhagim? How often do we really say brachas on minhagim? But this is the one. Halal and Rosh Chodesh, the Ashkenazim say a bracha on a minhag. What's probably not right, Rav Shechter often points out, is a lot of times, I think every time, in almost every shul, how do they do the bracha on Halal? The Shliach Tzibur says the bracha. Everyone answers amen, and then says the bracha again. Rebbeinu Shlomo Rashach. So the whole thing is a machlokas whether you're even allowed to say a bracha. Okay, so Ashkenazim are no to say a bracha. At least be yotze with the Shliach Tzibur's bracha. He's saying it anyway. Why risk your own bracha? At least be yotze with the Shliach Tzibur's bracha. Rashach said even when it's not Rosh Chodesh, he's yotze with the Shliach Tzibur's bracha. But at least on Halb Rosh Chodesh, should be yotze with the Shliach Tzibur's bracha. It's a good ha'ara, no? The whole thing's a machlokas. So it's the Shliach Tzibur's going to say the bracha anyway. So answer amen. Mehechi teisi that you should listen to a bracha ever, answer amen, and then say it yourself. If you're listening anyway, why not Prova Madras Melch? Why not be Yotze with the bracha that's being said? Shomer Kohen. So you could be Yotze with the bracha that's being said.
Say, go
what?
Nobody's going to want to go up.
No one's going to want to be the guy. Yeah. Take one for the team. Yeah. So the way we demonstrate that it's a minhag is by being medalig, right? We skip around in Halal, we skip those two paragraphs. That's the way that we clearly demonstrate that it's a minhag. In fact, because it's a minhag, the Mishnah Berurah says that that if you're a middle psukei dezimra and the tzibur gets up to Halal, there's dafka in Indian that it's a minhag to say a petzibur. B'yichidus not pashut at all that you're even allowed to say a bracha on it. If you're saying Halal b'yichidus, so you have to learn the Mishnah Berurah and what all the poskim of the Mishnah Berurah is based on very carefully to see what to do if you have to daven b'yichidus. So it's not possible you could even say a brach even if you're an Ashkenazi on Halal without a tzibur. So let's say you're middle psukim tzim and they get to Halal. Mishnah Berurah says it's a minhag, so why not throw a few more kapitulach tehillim into your psukim tzim, meaning join the tzibur mid psukim tzim. A Halal that's a din, let's say on Sukkis, you're not allowed to say middle of Pesukei Dezimra, because that's a Kiyum Halal. You're not allowed to go do another mitzvah in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra. But to throw a few more Kapitulach Tehillim into your Pesukei Dezimra, so you'll have more Pesukim of Zimra. So that's fine, right? Yeah, so probably not. It's probably Shehen Tzvah Main to the Bracha, but that's it. So I think Halal would be out. I think we would not be, maybe you shouldn't do any of this. Maybe you should sit down and have a meal. Because Shulchan Aruch says in Rosh Chodesh, Marbe Besuda. So you got 2 minutes. So sit down and just eat. So, what's your taina? Of course not. First of all, you're in Shul. Second of all, Marbe Besuda doesn't mean to quickly gobble something down. Marbe Besuda means when you're having your meal, have something, have a Rosh Chodesh treat at your meal. That you buy nice cupcakes, whatever. That's my family minhag Yom Ha'atzmaut. We buy whatever. You buy the blue and white kiyum of blue and white, right? So Rosh Chodesh, you buy a little something extra. Okay. Now, what about Tefillas Tashlumin? Let's say you have enough time to do mincha and shachris musaf. Would you do a tashlumin for shachris? So this is a big deal in poskim. Rav Shachter writes in Eretz HaTzvi, we discussed it recently, in Eretz HaTzvi in Simen Hay, Rav Shachter discussed, he quotes from Rav Salvechik, that what's the din that if you forget Yalav Yava that you repeat Shemon Esrei? You forget Yalav Yava shachris, right? We all agree. You forget Yalav Yava shachris, you repeat Shemon Esrei. Why is that? Is that because you were not Yotze Tefillah? Or that, yes, you were Yotze Tefillah, you just were not Yotze Haskaras Me'en HaMa'ora. That there's a kiyum of Haskaras Me'en HaMa'ora, of saying Yalav Yava. And you weren't Yotze saying Yalav Yava. And the Chiddush that you say Shmon Esrei again is a heter. It's not that you weren't Yotze Tefillah, so you have a chiv. It's a heter that it's mutter for you to say all 19 brachos again, just so that you can be Mekayim, Haskaras Me'en HaMa'ora, even though you were already Yotze Tefillah. Salvechik held that that's what it was. And he had rayos. That it's a heter. Once it's mutter, it's a chiyuv, because then you have to do askaras mein amora. But you're not being mekayim tefillah now. You're being mekayim yalav yavo. That's why you repeat Shemon Esrei. Comes out a big nafkamina, if Salvechik pointed out. What is the chiyuv of askaras mein amora? The chiyuv is you have 3 time slots during the day. Night, morning, afternoon. Each time slot has a chiyuv of askaras mein amora. Let's say you forgot Yalav Yavo at Shachris, you davened Musaf, and for some reason, this rarely happens, because usually you chap that you forgot it at Shachris by the time you realize that everyone's davening Musaf. It's like, hey, why is it, you realize, so by Halal, right, you'll wake up and say, oh, maybe it's Rosh Chodesh. But you davened Shachris without Yalav Yavo, you davened Musaf, says of Salvation, you did not repeat Shachris. Because you're Musaf, you're already Mekayim, Askaras Mein HaMa'ora. You mentioned it's Rosh Chodesh and Musaf. So chaps a big nafkamina. So let's say now you want to do a tashlumin for shachris. It's mincha time. There's no tashlumin for shachris. What do you mean? What are you going to do? You're going to say be maskimena mora again in the afternoon? It's already afternoon, and you already did askaras bina mora with your mincha. You're already yotzi tefila in the morning with your shachris. There's no tashlumin, right? L'chora, that's what it would turn out according to Rav Soloveitchik. So that's just a ha'ara, that if you say that way, if you say like that, lamdus, or if shechta calls from a salvation, it would turn out probably that there is no tashlum. What?
You were saying
you'd
buy mincha, you can say
all the way. Yeah, but do you also say an additional Shemon Esrei for the Mis Shachris? So if you hold that there is no Mis Shachris, it was just a Mis Haskars Mein Amar, then no.
If it comes out that you're saying Musaf first, then you wouldn't even repeat mincha.
If you say, right, if you say Musaf first, then, right, that would also come out. That if you say Musa first, then you wouldn't repeat Mincha. And not only that, even better, if you hold like this Lamdas, the whole reason you would repeat Mincha is only for Askaras Mein Amora. Askaras Mein Amora is not more Tadir than Musaf. It is Musaf. So just say Musaf. Right? L'chora. I'm thinking out loud here. This is not a Psak Halacha. But L'chora would come out like that. Right? That you'd say Musaf and not Mincha. I'm dying to talk this over with Rav Shechter. This is like right in his wheelhouse. This is like, yeah.
The chiyuv of Haskar Mein Amora only happens in the context of Shemon Esrei.
Yeah. Yeah, you can only be Mekayim in the context of Shemon Esrei. That's why we have the heter to repeat all the 19 brachos.
What is in benching?
And benching, I'm saying, in Shemon Esrei, because there's a chiyuv in benching also.
If you bench in the afternoon, according to that Lundus, would you not?
Well, the benching Rosh Chodesh, we don't repeat it anyway. Because right, there's no requirement.
If you say Yalav at benching in the afternoon, would that be enough to be
I don't think so. I'm not sure. I don't think so. I think Rav Shechter discussed it in that piece in Eretz Tzvi. I don't remember though. Now, how long after Shkia do you have? What time is it now? Okay, got to be cognizant of time. How long after Shkia do you have? Or do you have any time after Shkia? Is 2 minutes his deadline? Is drop dead deadline? So it really depends who you ask. Rav Moshe was famous for holding, 9 minutes in New York. 9 minutes after Shkia, still Vadayom, Rav Moshe held. And therefore, chaps a lot of nafkaminas. A woman forgets to do a hefsek tara before Shkia. Comes up all the time. She was busy, it's wintertime, Shkia so early. She forgot to do a hefsek tara. She can't start her 7 clean days until she does her hefsek tara. So if she missed Shkia, I realize the guys who aren't married in the room probably have no idea what I'm talking about, but it will cost you an extra day before she can go to the mikvah, right? So that 2 minutes, 2 minutes, she missed Shkia, and if you hold Shkia as the deadline, she's not going to be able to go to the mikvah for a whole another day. So Rav Moshe holds, how strongly Rav Moshe held this and how the Chachila he held this is a debate amongst his Talmidim Adayom Hazeh. Whether he held this as a din l'cha, as like, don't even ask any questions. A woman says, I missed Shkia by 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 7 minutes, no problem. Or whether, no, it's got to be a shasat chak, something, shalom bayit, whatever, there's got to be some real concern. That's still a machlokas amongst the Talmidim of Rav Moshe, but it's Yadua. Or a more practical example for people who are not married, shalashudas. Right, you're not supposed to start Shalosh Shudas during Ben Hashemashos. You have to start Shalosh Shudas. You can go as long as you want. You could have a nice Chassidus of Shalosh Shudas where you have the guy turn off the lights. You know, Amir Lakum, all that. Right, you could do whatever. Right, have a beautiful for hours and hours and hours after Shabbos. Right, that's great. That's fine, but you got to start before Shkia, or when it's still Vadayom. Rav Moshe holds you're allowed to wash within the 9 minutes after Shkia.
Was that even for Nimbar, right?
So one second, we'll get to Rav Moshe in a second. Yeah, l'chora, shalosh shudas, right? It's in daraisa, yom, yom, yom. Why not? The Peshitta? Who doesn't have Shalosh Shudas? Chabad doesn't do Shalosh Shudas?
They don't even say the Peshitta.
They have Mizonos, okay. So they're passing it those Rishonim, that you don't say the Mizonos. That's a day according to Shulchan Aruch. That's not... Any Chabadniks here? You could admit it? No? pointing. We're pointing fingers. I have to tell you, in my shul, we live close enough to the Ohel that on Yontif, we get like a huge number of Chabad Hasidim that will come, that will walk in from the Ohel on Yontif and Simchas Torah. So the guy who buys Atar Reisa every year, you know, pasuk by pasuk, mechubed with the first pasuk. So the last pasuk he always says, mechubed with the last pasuk. Anyone whose name is Menachem Mendel, and all of them in unison. Like always, I think they get the joke, and they're just doing it as a joke. I don't think they're all named Menachem Mendel, but all of them in unison. But it could be, right? It could be. So how did I get to Shali? Oh, right. How long after Shkia do you have? So Moshe is famous. So there's a guy in my shul. That was my shul sometimes, other shul sometimes, but whatever. He was there when I was talking about this. And he came over to me the next day, and he showed me the Sefer V'Dibartabam. You familiar with the Sefer V'Dibartabam? Rav David Feinstein, right? Someone wrote up. Rav David didn't write it himself, but apparently he saw all of it, and he approved of all of it. Someone wrote up Rav David Feinstein. It's a big, fat Sefer, and they have two volumes now. And in Simon Samach of V'Dibartabam, and this guy learned in MTJ, and he told me this was Yadua in the yeshiva that Rav David held, that 30 minutes after Shkia, you're still allowed to daven Mincha. And it was Yadua in yeshiva that it was some way late time that you couldn't even believe, but it's in there. In V'Dibartabam, that Rav David holds, 30 minutes after Shkia, you're allowed to daven Mincha. Up to 30 minutes after Shkia. Very surprising, but that's what it says there. Rabbi Reisman, someone told me that Rabbi Reisman used to, I don't know if it was in a bungalow colony or something, sometimes he was in a place where consistently he had to daven at Chassidus Shaminyan for Mincha Mariv, and very often they'd be running late, you know, so he asked Rabbi Moshe at the time, how late can he daven B'tzibur Mincha Mariv, and Rabbi Moshe said 9 minutes. So I'm not sure what to make of all that. I asked Mori Rabbi Rav Willig, what's our deadline in terms of Hefsek Tara, Shkia, and that's it. How much after Shkia do you have? A minute, 2 minutes? Not a second after Shkia. Shkia is it. Drop dead, Shkia, that's it. So obviously, depending who you ask, will yield very different results in terms of just the Zmanim issue over here.
Where do these different Cheshbonim come from? Like what's it?
How much time you got? You know, I mean, this is it comes from what you define as Vade Yom, Vade Laila, and Ben Hashmashos. There are multi-volume books written on those topics. You know, my father-in-law happens to be an expert in this topic. He knows every Shita that ever existed and what they're based on and what, you know, and which Achronim knew the science and understood and which ones didn't. And he tainas that some of the Achronim that didn't understand the science were mechavim to the MS anyway. He said, like, you could really see Siyata Dishmaya in Psak. He said, Ramesha didn't seem to understand the science because he didn't seem to understand that depending on the season it's going to change and depending, like, but he was mechavim to... Or there were other things, I don't know what it was exactly, but he said mechavin, the siyata d'shmaya that a posek hador gets is pretty good. Oh, right. So now, is it good enough to start? That's our last little bit over here. Is it good enough to start within the Zman, or do you have to finish within the Zman? So in the fantastic Sefer Akona Olamo, still a few copies left, in Simen Chav Dalet and in Simen Lamed Gimel, because, you know, I was trying to fill up more pages, so I said it twice, I quote the, I feel like Rav Asher Weiss, I'm quoting myself, right? Rav Asher says in Minchas Osher. Wait a second. Aren't you the Minchas Osher? the Kazhuk Lover Gon has a tshuva where he quotes the Yira Kaddish, and the Yira Kaddish is quoted in many other sources as well. Kazhuk Lover is just like a phenomenal application of it. In some Kuf Chav Aleph, Kazhuk Lover was trying to be Miyashev the Minhag, Matzdik the Minhag Yisrael that people have. That people give mishloach manos after Purim's over already, and how could you possibly be making the mitzvah of mishloach manos when it's so late at night? Purim's over already, so he says, "Oh, It's based on what the Yira Kaddish says, based on Tosos in Brachas Dav Zayin. Okay, what does Tosos in Brachas Dav Zayin say? Gemara in Brachas Dav Zayin says that Bilam HaRasha had this tremendous chachma. He knew, he wasn't a great Yerei Shemayim, obviously. So what was his ability to curse the Jewish people? He knew the exact moment, the exact rega, every day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu got angry. How long is a rega? Kerega. The amount of time it takes to say rega, it's very quick. The Gemara does a cheshbon of 1/888 of an hour or something. A rega is a very short amount of time. And he knew that moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry, and you pounce on that moment, and you say the curse then, and then it will be effective. The great chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with Klal Yisrael is that all those times that Bilam was trying to curse us, Hashem never got angry. He skipped that rega every day. So that was a great chesed. So asks Tosos, what was he going to say already in a rega? You know, what kind of curse can you say? You should, too late. You know, like you're ready. What? So Tosos gives two answers. One of his answers is, yeah, you can just say kalem, wipe them out. Hebrew works that way. You can say like totally, utterly destroy them, but in Hebrew it's just three letters, kalem. The other answer Tosa says is that you start before. As long as he starts the curse in that rega, it doesn't matter when he finishes. He can keep the curse going. So says the Yira Kadosh. What you see from there is that whenever there's something that's time sensitive, you only need to start within the Zman. You don't need to finish within the Zman. So says the Kashya Glover in his Tshuvah Eretz Tzvi, some Kuf Chaf Aleph. That's why you can give Mishloach Manos after Purim. Why? How did he explain it? He says, because it's Yadua, there's Machlokas, Shuma Sedeshin and Manos Halevi. What the purpose of Mishloach Manos is? Is the purpose of Mishloach Manos to provide Sudas Purim, or is it to be Marbe Reyes? We, of course, Manos Halevi is not a halacha sefer, it's a drush sefer. We pass like a Chumash Dashan, of course, that's a halacha sefer. As Rav Asher Weiss likes to say, if you were to tell the Manos Halevi that he's having a machlokas halacha with the Chumash Dashan, he would be the most surprised person in the room. I didn't even write a halacha sefer, I don't know what you're talking about, he would say. Of course, it's to provide Sudas Purim. Now, can you be Yotzi Sudas Purim if you start while it's Purim and you continue later in the day? Yeah, according to the Yira Kadosh, you can. So you can still be providing someone with Sudas Purim after Purim is over. But you'll tell me, who cares that you could still be providing them with Sudas Purim? Mishloach Manos is a mitzvah on Purim. No, Mishloach Manos is a mitzvah with a goal. Whenever you have a mitzvah with a goal to accomplish, however you accomplish that goal is fine. Even if it doesn't fit the exact Gedarim. He says, my raya is the famous Russian Menachas. How are you making the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah? So the Gedarim of Mitzvah, you have to write a Sefer Torah. Says the Rosh, you buy Sfarim. Why? Because the whole purpose of the Mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is to learn Torah. Nowadays, we learn Torah by buying Sfarim. So if the whole purpose of the Mitzvah of Mishloach Manos is to provide you this Purim, you don't have to be loyal to the exact way to do the Mitzvah of Mishloach Manos, as long as you're fulfilling the goal of providing Sudas Purim. And therefore, you could still give the Mishloach Manos as long as the guy that you're giving it to is still in the Sudas Purim, which started when it was still Purim. the Kashya Glover of Shechta like say that the Avni Nezer had Talmidim that were very into the Harifos style of the Avni Nezer, but none of them were the Avni Nezer. You know, like the Avni Nezer, you read the Tshuva and at the end you're convinced. It's so Harif, but at the end you're convinced that he's probably right. Many of his Talmidim, you read the Tshuva, you're convinced that they're geniuses, but you're not convinced that they're actually right. So, it's hard to accept that as a psak. What's even more hard to accept is the fact that as great as that Yira Kadosh is, you know, that Raya from Tosos and Brachos, as Gishmak as it is, it's against the Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, Paskin, that if let's say you have 5 minutes to Shkia, or whenever you hold the latest time for mincha is, let's say for me, my rebbeim shkia, you should do a hecha kedusha because you got to finish within. Now, why does Shulchan Aruch says you only got to do a hecha kedusha when it's shasar chak? He does not define shasar chak as being at a wedding. I don't know why that all of a sudden becomes a shasar chak. He defines shasar chak as this. You got 5 minutes left. That's a shasar chak. Why don't you just say start before? Because apparently Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass in that way. There are some poskim that hold like the Kashuk Lavrov, that hold like the Zira Kadosh, the Esh Lavrami Bachach, sometimes the Aruch HaShulchan, I think maybe holds that way as well. Shulchan Aruch does not. Shulchan Aruch very clearly does not. Rav Shach tells Rav Salvechik thought it was a joke. He thought that kind of Raya from Bilam. Maybe we pass on like the other ends of Tosas. You know, like the whole thing. He thought it was a very strange thing to say. Okay, so now we discussed a whole bunch of different issues. Bottom line, what do you tell the guy? He's got 2 minutes. What do you tell him? So what I would tell him probably is you're too late. Right? 2 minutes, you're too late. What are you going to do? You're going to say a whole Shmon Esrei within 2 minutes? Can't. What many others would probably tell him, the Yeshal of Rami B'chach, as Rav Harfenis in the Yisrael Vazmanim says that you could rely on the Yira Kadosh B'shas Erchak, what Rav Harfenis would therefore tell him, even if he was working with Shkia as a deadline, which he probably doesn't, but even if he were working with Shkia as a Satmar Dayan, even if he was working with Shkia as a deadline, he would probably tell him to daven mincha. Rav Salvechik would, assuming he can finish in time, would probably say Musaf, I would imagine. Right? Rav Moshe, whatever you can get done in 9 minutes, but prioritize. So mincha, not sure, tashlum for shachris maybe, and then if there's time, Musaf. Right? Maybe, probably. Right, I would imagine. If you hold Rav Moshe 30 minutes, it takes everything. But probably not. But Hallel, you got to study whether you could say it with a bracha or not. Right? So that's, I don't remember what we pask in terms of that. But that's why it's such a fascinating sugya, because it touches on all these different issues and you can end up with so many different answers. Okay, we'll stop there. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Next week there will not be a share. I'm going to be in California next week. So I'm hoping it gets really cold in New York over the next couple of weeks so I can enjoy going to California. But in 2 weeks, President Trump will be back up.